This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. On this anniversary of the police killing of George Floyd, the mother of Elijah McClain is meeting with President Biden on police reforms. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Shanine McClain has been a private yet fierce advocate for police reforms in Colorado since her son's 2019 death after a violent arrest by Aurora police officers. She urged state lawmakers to pass a police reform bill in 2020 that changed use of force rules and made it easier to sue cops in Colorado. Now she's bringing that reform message to Washington. McClain will attend a meeting where Biden plans to promote his own work on police reform for federal officers in an executive order reported by several media outlets on Tuesday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser visited Golden High School Tuesday to discuss youth mental health. A new report from his office shows suicides remain the top cause of death for Colorado teenagers. Golden High Principal Brian Conroy said governments aren't making enough resources available for teachers and schools to fight mental health crises.
There's physical health and there's mental health, and both of them are important, and we haven't paid enough attention to mental health.
The state has awarded $5 million to schools in hopes of addressing suicide rates among students. Three graduating cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy who have refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine will not be commissioned into the Air Force. They will be awarded Bachelor of Science degrees and may have to pay back the cost of their education. Commencement ceremonies at the Academy are today. And on this graduation day at the Air Force Academy, the Thunderbirds Precision Flying Team will fly over the Academy's Falcon Stadium to salute graduates just after 1 p.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.